One of this season's many political documentaries is called Bush's Brain. That is the film's description of the president's chief political advisor. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan has a review.
The thesis of Bush's Brain is evident in the title, that Karl Rove, President Bush's key political advisor, is the power behind the throne, the devious man whose fine Machiavellian hand directs every move the chief executive makes.
Karl was co-candidate for governor of Texas. He was co-governor of Texas, and he is now co-president of the United States.
He is a person who has associated himself with a candidate to a degree and with a closeness where you really can't tell where one begins and the other ends.
What's dangerous about Karl Rove is there is no rule that he won't break if he thinks it'll help his candidate get elected.
Americans of all political convictions have a weakness for simple answers to troubling situations. So it's awfully convenient, as Rove himself has put it, to believe that the president is not smart enough to be president without a Svengali. Convenient, yes, but, at least as seen in this new documentary, only partially convincing. The film takes its title from the best-selling book by two veteran Texas journalists who knew both Bush and Rove before they made their mark on the national stage. The strongest segments of Bush's brain are the Texas years, where the filmmakers know firsthand where the bodies are buried and who best to have on camera to talk about how the deeds were done. Bush's brain is convincing about Rove's key role in the political education of the current president, turning him into what one observer calls an amazingly disciplined and prepared candidate. The film also details Rove's zest for what's described as the junkyard dog approach to politics. It's not just Democrats who notice the savagery of Rove's bite. Even Republican consultants like Bill Miller comment on the ruthlessness of his tactics.
He succeeded so well that the paybacks have kind of become legend because he's moved on to higher levels. I mean, I don't know the game he's playing now or who he's playing against, but, you know, he's vanquished the foes in Texas. They're history. They're in the, you know, they're dog meat.
But because Rove does not like to leave traceable fingerprints, once he and his protege moved into presidential politics, what he did or did not do is harder to pin down definitively. It's a lot easier to call Rove the co-president of the United States than for the film to make that claim stick. Bush's brain has footage of Karl Rove telling Republican operatives a year before the Iraqi invasion that the party could turn a war into a vote-getting tool. But that doesn't mean, as the film implies, that the only reason Bush invaded was because it was good politics. Simplicity may be appealing, but it has its limits.
That's Kenneth Turan, who's a movie critic for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.